Fort Sumners wrote to Washington, D.C. Here they talk about if it would be okay, but the United States government told them that they should go more further east to Oklahoma to fix them a place for the reservation. But most of them don't want to go because they have love there. Homeland around Tohatchee, Fort Defiance, Black Mountain, Lukachukai, and Chinle, Canyon de Chelly, Granada. Throughout all those areas and on to Shiprock, Tuba City, Utah, they didn't want to leave that country. So they all had to cry for it to go back. Finally, the government made agreement. They said to send them back home. If we ever do start another bad things, this time they won't send us to Oklahoma. So there, the Navajo behaved themselves. They learned a better way of all these things. And they had to talk about it is better to live a good way, which the government has taught us what to do. So they have learned their way out for 4 years, and at the same time they have learned how to plant. They have learned it how to take care of things. And the government had taught them to raise better crop, better corn. They were taught to tan in the fast way a buckskin and other things. So this was the way the life was on with the Navajo people. First, he didn't like it. They have been kept there until they like it. There were a lot of other things to learn. In life, So time went on until a letter came back from Washington, and they were to talk about going back to Fort Sumter to fortify. Here they have to first find a man that can interpret the treaty. Finally, there was a man found who was full-blooded Navajo, and he talked it pretty well, Navajo. So one day, the treaty was set up to talk. There was 4 good days going on for the treaty, and finally the agreement came to the point that they shall do what the government tells them to do. They shall send their children to school. This was all the things that has been taught them. And then Jesus of Risa was placed to interpretation. He was a full-blooded Mexican, but he taught perfect Navajo. He grew up in the Navajo Nation. Jesus of Risa was captured by the Apache Indian, and then he was traded for a black horse. The Apache took the horse and the Navajo took the kid. So finally the treaty was set up. The agreement was made and was signed by Parasito and Menlito. We still have the statue of the great Navajo leader, Menlito. He was one of the great warriors too in early days. And in the 4 days, people was happy. They had a big celebration that night, big powwow. And here they come out in groups. Wagon was not known then. Just those great big wooden wheel, the big old ox used to pull them out. So they were started to move back. It took them about pretty near a week to reach the Rio Grande River again. Here they came back to Rio Grande and crossed the Rio Grande. From there on, they were sent. This was the time when they were coming back from Fort Summers, back to their old homeland. And then there was no place where they could cross again, so they had to build some more boat, looked like that could carry them across. When they all went across, it took them pretty near all day to do all of this thing. Then the next morning, they were ready to leave again to their own homeland. They were on their way again. They've been traveling for about 3 days to reach Fort Wingate. The day when they started from Rio Grande, they went as far as Suwannee that day. Suwannee is between Albuquerque and Grants, or else Laguna. From Suwannee the next morning, they took off again. They were on the road from Suwannee to they passed Acomo near the black lava beds. They stayed again that night. The next morning from the lava bed they went as far as top of the world. That is 3 days. From top of the world, they made it on to Fort Wingate. That was the time Fort Wingate was set up. There, at Fort Wingate, they stayed it about 1 week. They have sent word to Fortifines about the moving of the people.